Welcome to Shomar Shara on the Daf Shir Spatzol Yunishma Sam Biak Hashem Leah Basitzchok. We're holding where it cut on Daf Hey. The Gemara in Amud Aleph starts a sugya of what's called Tziyun Kavoyim. There is a union to go and point out, sign out the Kavoyim to show where they are. And many of the Rishonim learn in the sugya that it's a Din D'oraisa. It's coming in a Torah that you have to be Mitzayin in the Kaver. And the Gemara brings the source, the first pasuk the Gemara brings, is the pasuk in Yechezkel that says, "V'ra etzem adam u'bona etzloi tziyun." You'll see a bone of Adam and you'll put a tziyun right in front of it. Tosfos already points out that this is not talking now, that's talking l'asid lavoi, and the time of after Mechemes Goy Gumagik. So it doesn't really refer to what we have today. And the Marsha points out that that's the chisor in the pasuk. That's why the Gemara had to bring other reasons, other sources. Because this pasuk is talking l'asid lavoi. It's not a great source for us. So how do we understand that the Gemara brings a pasuk from l'asid lavoi to teach you about what we have today in a regular kaver? So l'chora, this is understood based on the following. The simple reason why we have a tziyun in a kaver, we have what's called a metzeva, we put something above the kaver, is because we want to make sure that there'll be no tumah. As the Gemara Amud Beis will tell us, that we don't want people to get too close and become tummy. But there is, al pi Kabbalah, a deeper inyan. Chazal and Sefer HaZohar tell us, in Parshas Lech Lecha, that the nefesh of the Adam stays in the kever when the person was nifter. The nefesh, keidua, is the lower part of the neshama. From bottom to top, we have what's called niran, nefesh, ruach, neshama. The lowest part is the nefesh. The nefesh remains in the kever. And the Arizal in Shaar Mitzvahs, Parshas Vayechi, says that the matzevo carries what's called the oiros that come to cover the nefesh. The special lights that the nefesh has, always the lights of the connection to above, what connects the nefesh to above is the matzevo. Now Chazal in Zohar Chodosh on Megillas Rus tell us that the whole point of having the matzeva and having the kever with the body is because this body and this nefesh will be reinstated. There will be a new chayim, there will be tchias amesim. That's how we have it. Because Chazal tells us over there a question. It says, v'nichrusa nefesh. We know the chorus means that the nefesh is disconnected from the neshama and it doesn't come back to life. Say Chazal, how can it be? So therefore, what's the point of the kever? And what's the point of the matzeva? If there will be no tchias amesim, it doesn't come back to life, there's no point in it. So the Zohar answers that even the people who have kares, they do, that body, that nefesh does have a new life in the lower world. There is a place for that body and nefesh to live. And even though these are deep Kabbalistic musagim that we don't have shaykhs to, but we still learn from here a big yesod. The whole purpose of having a kever and having a tziyun is not to bury the mace today, but in order for that place to be a new beginning, we put a kever, we put a tziyun for the nefesh to have a place to be, and the oiris of the nefesh to come down, so from there they can be resurrected, so to speak, go back to life to have tchias amesim. It all comes from here. Meaning the kever and the matzeva enable the tchias amesim to come l'asid lavoi. And as the Maharal explains, the whole inyan of the kever, the fact that we bury a person in the adoma, is like planting a seed. You put a seed in the adoma, you let it rot, and then it reproduces a new plant that grows. An adom goes into the ground, he decomposes, and from there comes a new adom, a new tchias amesim. So the tahalich, the whole process of a kever in matzevo, is to bring the tchias amesim. And that's why Chazal asks, if it doesn't bring tchias amesim, there's no point in the kever or matzevo. Maybe that's the pshat in Gemara, that we bring a pasuk from the Hasid Lavoi to teach me about a matzeva, about a tziyum. Because even though it's talking the Hasid Lavoi, but the whole point of the matzeva is not for now, is to bring the Hasid Lavoi. So it's very appropriate to be a pasuk that belongs to the Hasid Lavoi to tell me about the tziyun, because the whole idea of the tziyun, the kever, is to get to that place in the future. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.